The New Grad Physio podcast is hosted by Andy Barker, consultant MSK and sports physiotherapist, private practice owner and the founder of the New Grad Physio. Having experienced his own rapid rise from student to dream job just 15 months after graduating, Andy knows exactly what it takes to accelerate your skills and fly up the promotion ladder faster than you ever thought possible. Having previously worked in his dream role at the Leeds Rhinos as the head of physio and rehab, Andy now consults with a number of individual elite athletes and within professional rugby, football and dance whilst running his own group of private practice clinics. He started the New Grad Physio to help student and new grad therapists just like you overcome the specific challenges you face at the start of your therapy career, helping you to dodge the common pitfalls that can cause confusion and overwhelm with your clinical practice and stop you getting the patient results and the jobs or promotions you deserve. This podcast will deliver you actionable advice, will help you make sense of your patient assessments, reason your treatments, and patient rehab to get results well beyond your level of experience. You will also discover what you need to do to open doors, to create opportunities for yourself, so you can enjoy the best possible start to life as a new grad physio. So, let's get started.
Hello and welcome to the New Grad Physio podcast. I am Andy Barker. I am a physio by trade and I'm also the founder of the New Grad Physio. And in this week's episode, I am going to talk all about shoulder pain and in, I guess, specifically relating to when shoulder pain is not a shoulder the problem. So to give you a little bit of context to this podcast, I was in my own private clinic yesterday in Leeds in the north of England, and I had six patients on my caseload that day. I only work part-time in my own clinic, recently been away for the last couple of months in sports, so my clinics have been fairly sporadic, and I'll literally usually see patients sort of during the school day, so I can take the kids to school and then go pick them up after to school. So I had six patients in yesterday, so a relatively short clinic, and four of those six patients had shoulder pain, which included three new patients. So you know, probably more shoulder patients on average than I would say, you know, four out of six is a fair number, all with the same problem. But the point I'm trying to make here is we see shoulder pain quite a lot. I see it a lot in my clinic, and I'm sure you see it quite a lot with the patients that you see, regardless of the environment you work. So whether you're working in private practice or sport like me, or whether you're working in the NHS. And an interesting thing about all yesterday's patients in the clinic is they all had the same problem in the sense that they had shoulder pain, but they all actually had different problems in terms of firstly pathology, but also actually what was actually causing their shoulder pain, which is my main topic for discussion in this particular podcast episode. So in terms of different pathologies, one patient had a proximal bicep tendon problem. One was struggling predominantly with ACJ, so acromioclavicular joint pain. One actually had a sort of thoracic lower trap issue. And the final patient actually had what I'd consider more of a straightforward glenohumeral joint problem. And with all these patients, I did obviously did a subjective assessment. I did an objective assessment. And as part of my objective assessment, I did a test that I will do with each and every shoulder pain patient that I see, which in some respects could be considered a special test that helped me determine what their main problem was. And the reason I do this and use this particular test is it helps me then to know, firstly, what's going on with my patient and what's driving their problem, and then, which secondly allows me to prescribe the right hands-on treatment and the right rehab exercises for each and every patient I see with shoulder pain. And interestingly, the patients I saw yesterday, this is so important. And I give you again, a little bit of context to that now. So I mentioned the patient that had proximal bicep tendon pain. This patient actually had a scapular problem. The ACJ patient, the acromioclavicular joint patient I saw, actually had a problem that was predominantly driven by his glenohumeral joint. The lower trap patient was a young powerlifter who was actually struggling more with a scapulothoracic joint issue. And the final patient I saw, which was an older, I guess in relation to the other patients I saw, an older chap with a glenohumeral joint problem, that was actually an AC joint problem. So just from the information I've given you there, obviously clearly you've not seen these patients, you've not assessed these patients, but you can see quite easily how quickly and how easy it is to actually treat the wrong thing with shoulder pain patients. So you find and assess a patient that has an ACJ problem, so you treat the ACJ. Or you diagnose a patient with a glenohumeral joint or find a proximal bicep tendon problem, like I did with the patients I saw yesterday. So you focus on that glenohumeral joint or you focus on that proximal bicep injury, even though they might not actually have a problem at that particular part of the shoulder. So the simple test I use is super, super easy. And it helps me to work out in under 30 seconds exactly what was driving these patient symptoms. So the patients I saw yesterday, I did this test, and in under 30 seconds, I was able to work out exactly what was driving their pain. Because the thing that I'm seeing more and more often with patients with shoulder pain is, yes, they present with shoulder pain. Yes, we can use various tests in our objective assessment, and also the information we gather from our subjective assessment to diagnose the right patient problem, for example, a glenohumeral joint problem, you know, a cuff problem or bursitis or whatever that may be, an ACJ problem, proximal bicep tendon problem, and that's great. But what's of more importance is actually working out why these symptoms are there in the first place. And this is the difference between, I guess, assessing and treating the site of a patient's problem and actually identifying and treating the source of a patient's problem. And one of the great things with this particular, I guess, special test, if I'm going to call it that, is it's going to tell you exactly what's driving a patient's problem. It's going to tell you exactly where to start with each and every patient you see with shoulder pain. And even better than that, it can also double up for some patients actually as a treatment technique. And I actually used it with two patients yesterday as a treatment technique, which greatly helps them restore full range of movement, pain-free range of movement, both into flexion and abduction. So I'm going to be revealing this test and the treatment technique, which is ultimately the same thing, and showing you exactly what to look for during your shoulder objective assessments in my free shoulder pain training webinar, Simplifying the Shoulder. The webinar went live on Wednesday the 20th of March 2024. So if you're listening to this podcast on the day it's released, that was last night. So whilst you've missed the live show of the webinar, as with all my webinars, I record them and then I edit them and I upload them to the members area of my new grad physio membership. So whilst you've missed the live show and you've missed, I guess, your chance to ask any questions live on the night in the live Q&A, you can still get access to this webinar, but it is inside my new grad physio membership. So if you want to know a bit more about shoulder pain, you want to know about how to manage patients with shoulder pain, if you want to assess patients with shoulder pain a little bit differently to maybe how you were taught at university, then get on board. Please head to newgraphphysio.com/membership. That'll give you all the information hopefully you need about the membership, tell you, you know, all about what's included, tell you how to sort of get on board. And if you're keen, the easiest way, or if you do additionally have any questions that you'd like to ask, the best way to reach out is just to fill in the quick application form to join the membership. That gets sent straight through to me. It bounces into my email box and then as soon as I see it, I can reply to you personally, and I will, you know, if needed, I can answer your questions. I can, you know, give you some more information about the membership, or just give you some help regarding the way that you're managing your shoulder pain patients currently, and what you can maybe do differently to improve the outcomes you're getting with patients with a whole number of different shoulder pain problems. So thanks as always for joining me on the podcast. I really appreciate it. Keep your questions, as you always do, coming sort of thick and fast. I hope this podcast and the other episodes that you've tuned into have been helpful. That's the reason I put the podcast together, to help therapists like you with shoulders, knees, backs, you name it, to get results well beyond your level of experience and your years of qualification, and ultimately to help you, to help the patients and athletes you work with in your day-to-day practice. So if you do have any questions, anything you'd like me to go into more detail with, any topics for future podcast episodes, then please reach out to me. And if you want to go and learn more about the shoulders, you want to learn about how to manage shoulder pain patients, regardless of their severity, irritability, their pathology, then please head to the New Grad Physio website page, so newgradphysio.com/membership, where you can find out how to get access to my Simplifying the Shoulder webinar and a whole host of other resources to help you become the best physio, sports therapist, or sports rehabilitator, as you can be.
Thanks for listening to the New Grad Physio podcast. Before you head off, I just wanted to make sure you did not miss this. Alongside his podcast, Andy posts a weekly blog on his website, www.newgradphysio.com. You can access all his blogs and loads more resources, like his recent PDF, The 5 Breakthrough Steps to Confidently Treat the Shoulder Right Every Time, Avoid Mistakes, and Stop You Feeling Less Adequate Than Other New Grads. This is Andy's most popular resource and has already been accessed by thousands of therapists just like you. To get a copy of this PDF, or to get more information about Andy's upcoming courses, or find out more about his New Grad Physio membership, head to www.newgradphysio.com. Have a great day, and we will catch you on the next podcast episode.